Righto, our sports huddle this evening. News Talk ZB Deputy Sport News Director Elliot Smith and News Hub Sport presenter Andrew Gordy. Kia ora, gentlemen.
Evening, guys.
Hey, let's start off with the Eden Park versus Waterfront Stadium option debate. So Trevor McCure reckons that the working group is going to back Eden Park. Andrew Gordy, thoughts?
Disappointing, obviously. I think Eden Park, as much as I love it, and it obviously holds a special place in all of our hearts, it's not fit for purpose anymore. It's not ticking the boxes that we need it to these days, and it's sad, I think, watching, for example, Blues fixtures. The place is just empty. What this place needs is, I think, a 25,000 to 30,000 seat sort of capacity, but with scope to be able to increase capacity to around about 50 would be the ideal, I think, and on the waterfront would be perfect. But I'm not at all surprised to hear what Trevor's saying about which way this might go.
Yeah, Elliot, do you have any surprise?
No surprises, unfortunately. This is the classic old Auckland scenarios that no one thinks 20 years into the future. Everyone's stuck about 20 years in the past. There's no real vision. Look, I know Wayne Brown's put it on the table, but I just don't think there's enough support there. From what I'm hearing, similar to Trevor, that some of those people leading the other bids are fairly resigned to this outcome next week. I hope there's a change of heart, because that's what the city needs. And I think we get stuck in the debate around, you know, sporting fixtures and crowds and everything like that. But it's bigger than sport. It's events, it's conferences, it's Taylor Swift concerts, it's whatever it is that come to not only Auckland but New Zealand on the basis of that stadium. So it's about that wider approach. But very, very good sometimes we are at finding reasons not to do things rather than finding reasons to do things. So I guess the thing I'd say is that, you know, everyone loved Athletic Park when it was there, even if it was pretty cold. No one really misses it now. Carisbrook, the same thing. Other stadiums around the world, you have those memories, but you move on and time moves on. We just seem welded to staying with Eden Park.
Yeah, it's interesting how actually having slightly smaller stadiums sometimes seems to be a better option. Actually having a slightly more intimate fan experience and it better positions you for some of those big international concerts. We all know you're just hanging out for Taylor Swift, Elliot. Back with the sports huddle in a couple of minutes. It's 5:45 on News Talk ZB. 5:45 on News Talk ZB with Jack Taman for Heather Duplessis. Alan, well, the Warriors have gone three games without a win. They had that draw, two losses on the trot now, but losing to the Titans at home on Anzac Day. I don't know, Elliot, is it time for Warriors fans to panic?
Yes, I think it might be, actually. Look, I think you look at the season that's gone to this point, and who have they beaten? They've beaten the Raiders, and they're probably the only other top eight team that they've beaten so far in the season. Lost to the Storm early on, lost to the Sharks, they've lost the last couple, and drew with Manly. I think some of those cracks have been papered over by the Up the Waz movement, etc., which is all very, very fun, but I think we've come to realise that some of those results on the field just aren't happening.
Yeah,
you've got to get the wins on the board.
I don't know, they've got 10 days, there's still plenty of time to turn things around, but they've got a pretty tough schedule over the coming weeks, Andrew.
Yeah, they do, mate. And look, I joined the Pinot Noirs movement yesterday. I thought that might help.
We're calling it a movement, are we? A movement.
Oh, it's absolutely a movement, mate. Yeah, and I'm well on board the train, to be honest. I thought it might have helped them yesterday. But yeah, losing to the Titans at home on Anzac Day, big occasion, not a great feeling. They're now, you know, 3 wins from 8 games. And like you say, they've got a couple of tough ones coming up against the Dolphins and the Seagulls. I wouldn't say I'm panicking, but I am starting to worry about the season.
3 wins from 8 games is still 2 wins more than the Crusaders have notched up so far this season. They are up against the Rebels this evening. And Elliot, you reckon actually the Crusaders and their woes this season have taken a bit of heat off the Highlanders, who aren't doing much better.
No, they're not. And the Highlanders haven't done much better for years and years and years. And I think they've just become accustomed to the fact that the Highlanders are those Southern battlers that might pick up a semi-final appearance here and there once every few years, won one title. But really, whereabouts are they going as a franchise? I guess with the Crusaders, they're a wee bit protected because they've won so many in recent times, but their drop has been so significant this year. But not great times for South Island rugby from either of the franchises so far this season. And, you know, the Highlanders just don't seem to be going anywhere fast. They've lost Aaron Smith, of course, this year. I'm not sure where the nucleus of this team is going over the next 3 or 4 years, whereas perhaps the Crusaders, they get some of those players back, you can sort of see a wee bit brighter vision at the end of the tunnel than their southern neighbours.
I suppose the difference is that it's an expectations thing, right? And I mean, the Crusaders are missing so many key personnel. They've lost Razor, they've got a new coach, all of that stuff. But still, it's the Crusaders. So heading into the season, you thought if any team is still going to perform, it's probably likely going to be the Red and Blacks. But what do you reckon, Andrew? Were expectations simply too high for a side that had lost so many key personnel?
That's the key point, Jack. You know, if you take that many key players out of any team in the world, there's going to be an impact. Now, let's just look at New South TV as an example. Heather's out today, they've subbed you in. But if the whole, you know, stable got knocked over and they had to call on Matt and Jerry or Hordy and Mogi and Keezy to fill in, you know, results may vary. It would still be entertaining radio, but results may vary. And that's the point here is, you know, there's been a bit of a downturn for the Crusaders, but I think it's perfectly understandable. Now, did anyone think it would get to this level? Probably not. And that's not a great reflection on this squad, but also Rob Penny as well. But there's no way that the Crusaders are going to sack the guy mid-season. It's just not in the culture of New Zealand rugby to do that. So, unfortunately, us Crusaders fans are going to have to suck it up.
Mm. Hey, Andrew, if you had to pick a second Supercars venue in New Zealand, I'm putting you on the spot here, what would you choose?
Oh, probably Christchurch, you know. You rip up and down Morehouse Ave, the Crusaders could probably enter a team and they might win something.
A street circuit, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon. So.
Well, I don't think it's
more. Give it a home.
Do you know what? I don't think we'd do Morehouse Ave. Wouldn't we do a, I mean, we used to call it the Lumbo, doing a Lumbo run down Colombo Street. I'm probably not allowed to say that anymore. But is it? I mean, maybe it depends on which you keep it in the four Aves or not. Where would you go with Elliot?
Oh, I'd love to see an Auckland street circuit. I mean, at the moment, Auckland's completely run over by roadworks, so this is the perfect time to do it. You may as well do it while the streets are half broken. Get the city a supercars event, and then once the roads are fixed and in sort of 10, 15 years' time, you can move it out to, I don't know, somewhere outside of the region and build it there. Perhaps Hampton Downs might be the more logical move to take it seriously.
See,
but a second event would be great.
So you're going for the population base there, right? You're going with the biggest population, but you've got to adjust that equation for motorsport fans. I reckon Timaru at levels, Timaru, I reckon it'd be huge. Honestly, I reckon it'd be a massive event. It would galvanise the South Island. That's the way to go. Hey, thank you so much for your time, guys. Our sports huddle this evening, Andrew Gordy, who is, of course, sports presenter with News Hub.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.